Four Blogcast, episode number 32 for, I'm sorry, 33, because we did 32 with your help there from the TGS show floor we talked about.
I thought that was 31 and a half, but...
31 and a half, so we'll call this one officially 33,
right.
And it was recorded on Wednesday, September 26th, one day post, what is that called, T plus one, is that how they do that in space terms, T plus, Halo plus one?
Yes.
Like D-Day minus three when we're doing World War II?
Yes.
And it's the Gamerscore Blogcast, so we have... Why don't we go through and we'll say our gamer tags and who we are. So I'm Chris Paladino. C. Paladino is my gamer tag.
I'm Laura Foy from Channel 10.
I'm Nelson Rodriguez, and my gamer tag is C. Paladino.
Nice. And this is Tony Hines, gamer tag Bastillion.
I was really trying to dupe you into slipping.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Dang. We'll keep working on it.
But it will one day. I'm actually getting a new tag next week, which the world can have.
We'll get you a private tag.
There we go.
I want everyone to have my tag,
just not the old one.
We have a ton to talk about today. A little game called Halo 3 launched yesterday. You guys have probably seen coverage on Channel 10. Larry put some video up on Xbox.com. I know G4 did a thing. Mm-hmm. I think Gamehead did a thing. It was
Pretty much safe to say anybody in the gaming industry did a thing around Halo 3 yesterday. So.
And it was funny because I came home from work yesterday and watched some of the coverage, which was very, very weird to live it and go through it firsthand and then watch it on TV. Mm-hmm. It looks so much cooler when they edit all the slow parts out. So Halo 3, have everybody here had the opportunity to at least play a little bit?
I actually have not had a chance to play Halo 3.
Really?
Because I was traveling out here for this.
You've seen trailers, you're familiar with
it. Of course. Well, I played the beta, of course. Okay. Yeah, but I haven't played the campaign at all.
And Tony, did you get a chance to?
Just slightly. I messed around with some multiplayer, but the campaign, I'm waiting until this weekend because I'm pretty much just going to lock myself in a room for 8 hours straight with the headphones on and go to it. So.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to playing co-op.
Yes.
You know, that's my favorite thing about most shooters, or really any game, you know. I'm a girl, I like to have a little partner with me. And so I haven't had a chance to play co-op yet, but I hear from what I've read... You know, it doesn't disappoint. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
It's lived up to, I mean, at least from the review scores online, I think Metacritic has a score of 96 right now, which is right up there with Bioshock. And I think there's a little bit less number of reviews. But that, I mean, there's a lot of hype about Halo 3. And it looks like it's really, really holding up, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's good.
I just found out now, apparently, that I'm also a girl because I like co-op.
That's cool. That's
and, but I didn't
play
know
together.
That. Yeah, thank you for letting me know.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, we can do it together. And that's really what I'm looking forward to is the co-op play. I mean, I like shooters and I like being in the private space, but being able to play with other people and having people help me if I'm not as good in a scene or being able to help other people in those few instances is what I really want to do.
I don't know if you guys have actually used the theater capability at all. So I played some games yesterday, and I took some screenshots, which you can do right from the replay. So when you're done, it records every game, and it saves, I want to say, the last 25 or 30 games that you've played.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can do is you can go into the theater, and you can save films. You can edit little clips of these films. So if you only want a little 1 or 2 minutes out of a 15-minute epic Capture the Flag map, you can do so. You can also take screenshots at any time. And I actually have, I know you guys won't be able to see it, but I have some screenshots that I took. They're really high res. I mean, I have a pretty high resolution desktop running, and it looks good.
I was blown away by that aspect of it. I only saw a little bit of it at E3 at the community party. I think you guys showed me.
Yeah.
And it was like, that's a game unto itself.
Right.
I could spend hours in there just making movies and, like, you know, exploding my enemies from different angles and stuff like that. It was so awesome and, like,
good, smooth
and just beautiful.
And then they have a lot of custom game types. So I played a custom type where everybody's on the back of a mongoose and you race around. Mario Kart style, where you're just trying to capture these little flags, drive through these little gates, and everybody has rockets, and they don't die. So you can imagine the carnage and the explosions and the... You can do... I didn't realize the depth of the custom games.
Now, who did you get that game type from? Had somebody built it? Somebody on your friend's list?
Somebody built it. Now, I don't know if it was a Bungie build, because Bungie has favorites, too, and I haven't had a chance to check those out. They have some pirate variants with, I think, just swords on the big sand level, where the two... I'm going to show my ignorance.
The elephants.
Thank you. Thank you for the save. I was going to call them the big Jawa movers.
Yes, that's what they are, basically. Yes. Yeah.
And it's also interesting is that those movers, while we're talking about Sand Trap, I believe, is a level. And you can have Capture the Flag game where the flag moves. The flag is in a vehicle, and you can actually drive the vehicle around. And we had a community day the other day, and the guys basically backed the two vehicles up next to each other. So it was about a three-step flag capture. And the game was over very quickly once they had to work on their parallel parking.
Funny.
We have some other games coming out.
Sure. CSI.
CSI? Is it coming out this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it did
just
come out.
Launched. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
there you go.
What is that about?
Hard evidence, right? Is CSI hard evidence?
Yeah, it's hard evidence. You know, it's a
it's like Condemned
mystery.
Without the scary stuff. You know, where you're investigating the crime scene.
Any kind of detective skills in a notepad?
Exactly.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, like, dead bodies, so, you know. There's carnage in other places besides Halo,
there
so.
It's hard to identify the bodies in Halo because the armor, you gotta get the armor
this
off.
This is true.
Well, maybe that's what they should do, a CSI Halo. So it's after the battle. You go around and you investigate and see how people die.
And the poor sap with the industrial drill bit.
You should patent that right now. Someone's going to go and do
let
that.
Let me go now. I got to go write this
run
down.
To the copyright office real quick.
World in Conflict just came out for the PC. Very, very cool game. And again, you know, everything that we say here, Halo is sort of overshadowing. But there's a lot of other decent games.
Absolutely.
World in Conflict is a Games for Windows title. And if you like explosions, nuclear explosions, they look very, very good. I haven't had enough time to sit down with it. I haven't had enough time to sit down with anything. But it looks really good. We also have, I think, the NBA games.
Yeah, both NBA 2K8 and NBA Live 08 are, actually, they're launching October 2nd.
Okay.
So by the time we get this podcast out there, it'll be the next titles coming out. Along with that is Crash of the Titans. Which I think is a Crash Bandicoot sort of game.
It's not the game with the little metal owl and Perseus and...
No, but that would be pretty
Bebo
cool too, wouldn't it? Yeah, that was Clash of the Titans. And then, of course, PGR4 is coming out next Tuesday, so I'm very excited about that. Have you tried that yet with the motorcycles in the game? Because that is really cool.
And I'm really, you know what I'm really looking forward to? I think it was at E3 where you were telling me when you drive in PGR4, the rain, if it's raining, mm-hmm. gets on your windshield. And as you're driving, the rain effects go up over the windshield.
Yeah.
When you stop your car, they come back down.
That's awesome.
And somebody comes out and squeegees it.
depends on what city you're
on. The side of the road with a newspaper trying to sell you a rose and your windows.
That's only in the New York scenes, though.
That's right.
And
yeah.
I think
it's an orange in the LA scenes.
That's right, yeah.
We also had the Tokyo Game Show this past week. And we had mentioned earlier in the podcast that I was down at the Tokyo Game Show and I got to hang out with Chibi D.
I hear you're big in Japan.
I'm huge in Japan.
Yeah. You know, he's big in Redmond, though, also.
I'm slightly less huge, but pretty big. I have a 3XL sweatshirt to prove it. when Michael Wolf and I, who you guys are familiar with Phoenix from, he does the podcast as well, when the two of us were walking through the subway station, it was a weird feeling because it wasn't like people were screaming and running, you know, and getting pitchforks and trying to stab us or anything, but they definitely got out of the way. They definitely looked twice because he's 6'3", 6'4". I'm about 6'1", and the average height.
Were they, like, pointing and whispering?
They were, and everything
was really giant cool. Men!
And then, of course, on the subway, there's just a whole cultural difference. The Japanese are very polite. There's just an etiquette that you follow. People don't really talk on the subway. It's very silent. Everybody's reading. So we're, you know, the loud, ignorant Americans that are, we got a lot of dirty looks.
And you're not allowed to use your cell phone. Isn't that considered really rude?
Very rude.
Very rude.
And I did do the business card. So when you get the business cards, you take your business cards and you put it in both hands, and you kind of give it the half bow, and they take your business card, and they hold it, and they kind of look at you, and they look at the business card, and then they give you the bow back.
Get out.
Yeah.
What if you have a microphone in your hand?
I don't know.
Oh,
use
man.
Your teeth.
They're going to hate me.
Use your teeth.
Yes.
There you go.
Like a flamenco dancer.
Make some friends.
They're not real big on touching. I didn't see a lot of hugging. I didn't see a lot
of... I appreciate that about them.
You know, butt slapping when people do a good job. I didn't see much of that.
Yeah.
But it was good.
So it was a disappointing.
Do you see that a lot of that here?
Just in the office.
Right. Way to go, Tony!
We saw you guys. When you were off camera, there was a lot.
Yeah. I mean, that's just for fun.
Good job with the game fuel.
Yeah.
The little guy with the little hose. You didn't get in anyone's nose. Good job. And speaking of going to other places.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to transcend, but
sure, that was smooth.
Yeah, thank you.
I recently went up to Edmonton, Canada. My first time in Canada. First time definitely in Edmonton. For a BioWare visit for the Mass Effect role-playing game coming out. Action role-playing game. Are you guys familiar with it a little bit?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, let me tell you, I spent about half an hour alone on the customization screen. Which I enjoy that very much, you know, because I'm a girl.
Yes. That's what we do.
Did you have a friend help you make a character?
No, I did have an audience behind me, though, so I felt like we were all a team.
Did you make Lorfoy in a spacesuit?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, that's what they didn't have the nose ring. Oh, I don't have a nose ring anymore. Just kidding. There you go. So I guess it did look like me. don't even remember what I look like. I should look in the mirror more often. Anyway, the game looks, it looks really intense, and there's, you know, I mean, obviously they put out Neverwinter Nights and like Knights of the Old Republic, so they, BioWare is known for like big, huge games, and everyone's saying, and like the hardcore. I'm not a big fan of, like, I haven't finished KOTOR, but I played a lot of it, and I haven't played Neverwinter Nights at all. But the people who had, who were there, say this game is, like, way up there. And some people were even saying Game of the Year with BioShock and Halo 3.
Wow.
But, you know, these are also fanboys at the time. Yeah. So, but, yeah, it was really cool. It was a good event. And I hear that BioWare doesn't frequently invite people up to their studios. So it was cool that they're opening their doors.
Well, thank you guys for watching and listening, and please tune in next week and check out Channel 10 for the video version.
Yeah, that's right. www.on10.net, and you can also check in and watch our coverage of the Halo launch, which is good times and fun, and my coverage on Mass Effect, and just click around. There's all sorts of good
stuff. What are we covering next week? Give them a preview.
Next week, what am I putting up? I'm putting up... You know what I'm going to put up next week? I'm going to put up the piece with the Xbox community people.
There we go.
Get to, these are the people in your community.
In your neighborhood?
In your community.
In your neighborhood?
In your neighborhood. In your internet neighborhood. In your Xbox internetal supermation super infer highway neighborhood. I'm done.
Well, thank you. And take care. We'll talk to you guys next week.